us they want war but ain't got money. Cause I seen them all talk until they start gunning. Quicker than Usain Bolt, the fastest thing running. Yeah, Akon, he's...
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in 83.4. This evening we'll be talking about what happened almost an hour ago at the San Juan River. First, let's go over what happened basically. Tucker McDougal von Hastings III was doing a 24-hour run delivering oil to the Albuquerque metro area when suddenly a balloon chase crew cuts him off. The truck driver does not slow down, making him T-bone into two cars. The truck tilts over into the San Juan River, spilling 9,000 gallons of oil, which leads to the Albuquerque water system. We'll be right back to hear your opinion, so call 1-800, call now.
We bury cowards on the set that they come from. We know magic turn. Smoke the gun, smoke weed. Burn first when we ride you. In a hearse when you ride. I put my shoe down, baby. And I'm holding down the young moolah, baby.
That's why I get it until the sunrise. Hey. Going 90 and a 65. Hey. Windows roll down, screaming now.
Welcome back to 83.4. We have our first caller on the line.
What I think happened is that the truck driver had too much caffeine a few hours before the accident. He started falling asleep, leading him to crash into two other cars. I think all the responsibility of this accident goes to Tucker McDougal von Hastings III. The balloon chase crew cutting him off is probably just an excuse. They were only doing their job, which is chasing after a balloon. If he is a professional driver, he should always be focused on the road. The oil company is also at fault for hiring a lousy and irresponsible driver.
Alright, well, good point. We don't know if he was high or not before this accident happened. We'll find out when we interview him. Thanks for calling, man. And now for our next caller.
Hi. Oh, my name is Ashlyn, and Tucker McDougal von Hastings III is my uncle. I've known him since I was like 5, and when my family first moved to New Mexico. When we were in any kind of trouble, whether it be financial or something else, he would always be there to help us. My uncle is a very nice man, and he wouldn't do something that would danger other people. I know he was a very responsible driver, because he's the one that taught me how to drive. He wouldn't get into any kind of car accident unless there was some kind of distraction involved. Even if the balloon chase crew is just doing their job, they should also be focused on the road.
Thank you for calling. Your opinion will surely help your uncle in this case. Now we have our first witness, Ms. Mo. Tell us what you saw.
Well, what I know I saw was I was driving back from my job. I'm the manager at Joe's Crab Shack, by the way. I was three cars behind the 1983 Chevy Lumina, and I had a terrible day at work. So, you know, I told you before, I'm the manager at Joe's Crab Shack, and I just got some new interns today. You know, and they were some old senior citizens, and they did not know what they were doing. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but we need to stay on topic.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm just lonely, and I have no one to talk to. So, how old are you, sugar?
Anyway, here's our next witness, Mr. Gunnarsson.
Hi, I was already late for work that day, so, you know, I was kind of speeding up. The balloon chase crew zoomed past me, then about a minute later I heard, you know, like a loud bang sound. All the cars stopped, and then there was a lot of traffic. None of the cars were moving, so I got in my car to see what happened, just like all the other drivers did. I saw a really big oil tanker stuck in the San Juan River with oil all over the place.
Thank you for the report. Here's a live interview with Tucker McDougal von Hastings III.
Hello, Mr. Hastings. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
I'm good. So let's start the interview. Do you think it's your fault that this accident has happened?
No, I don't think it's my fault.
Are you on any kind of drugs at this moment?
I'm kind of stoned right now, so... I guess I could say yeah.
Is driving a truck your ideal job?
Well, yeah, I guess, but later on in the future, I want to become a teacher.
Have you committed any crimes before?
Yes, I have.
What kind of crimes?
I wrecked another car and the driver died.
How do you feel about the balloon chase crew afterwards?
I believe it's their fault and they should get some response.